Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hi there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You might be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or webinar or special event, you followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. This podcast episode is a little bit different. Typically, I share an interview with an educator who has a story and some tips to share, or I take you through some strategies and tools and spotlight some ideas that you can bring into your work, either as a classroom teacher, an instructional coach, or school leader. Today, I'm doing something a little different. I'm taking you on a behind-the-scenes look at the Easy EdTech Club. If you've been following along for a while, you might have heard me mention my membership site, the Easy EdTech Club. It's a site for educators who want to do a deep dive into one EdTech topic each month. The enrollment only opens up every once in a while. I usually have been doing it a couple times a year, and we're going to be revisiting that schedule today's episode. I'm officially celebrating the 1 year anniversary of the Easy EdTech Club this summer and inviting new members in from July 25th to July 31st. So if you're listening to this on the day the podcast episode goes live, you can't join the club just yet. Enrollment or the open doors starts on July 25th and goes to the end of the month. So if you're listening to this in August or September, you're kind of playing catch up on podcast episodes, you can still go to the same website I'm going to share today, classtechtips.com/club. And what you'll find there is a waitlist page, and that just gets you on the list to be the first to know. So if you are listening to this before July 25th or after July 31st, you can put your name on the wait list and I'll send you an email as soon as the club doors open up. So this episode's a little different. I'm going to give you a behind the scenes look at the Easy EdTech Club. So I'm excited to bring you together today to talk about my membership site, the Easy EdTech Club. I've mentioned it in a couple podcast episodes, and I want to take you through who it is for, why it is there, and why it might be something that you want to consider checking out this year. So last spring, in early spring last year, I was thinking about ways that I could provide some more content, some more information for people who often reach out to me asking questions or looking to do a bit of a deeper dive into some ed tech topics. I know that the education technology space can be a little bit noisy, right? There's lots of apps, there's lots of resources, there's lots of things that you can do. And so I really wanted to try my best to help take out some of the noise and make it a little bit simpler to focus in on one big idea, because I'm a big believer in having a short-term focus and going deep into something, that quality versus quantity, and then we can layer on top of that. And that's how the Easy EdTech Club is designed. So it's designed so that every month, on the first of the month, I release new content to club members, and that's how they are able to go deeper, right, and dive into this idea of making EdTech, you know, a little bit easier is how I like to frame it. So last summer, I welcomed founding members on July 25th of last year. And then I opened it up again in the fall for more people to join, and then the spring of this year. And this time that I'm opening it up here in July of this year, we're welcoming new members. There's almost 400 people who are in the group right now. And so I want to give you a sense of what their experience is like, what kind of things happen when you are a member of the Easy EdTech Club, and give you that behind the scenes look. So as I mentioned, my goal is to take you through content each month that makes your life a little bit easier by giving you a focus for self-paced professional learning. So it's a membership site, a course, not a club, not a course is how I usually frame it. So there's no deadlines, there's nothing you have to submit. It's resources that are available for you, including a video Q&A where you can submit questions and I answer questions. So there's that aspect of it too. So last year when I opened up the club for the first time, we covered a different topic each month, and some of the topics were virtual reality without a headset, projects inspired by social media, using video for formative assessment, digital journals, and video conferencing with experts. So there's all sorts of focus areas that we've had a different one for each month. And the same thing goes coming up this summer. You'll see on August 1st, club members will get access to a new masterclass and all the things that come out each month. So let's dive into some of the content that you see each month as a club member and some of the new things, some of the new bonus items that new club members are going to get if they decide to join this summer. So each month within the club, it's broken into categories. So you get the same sort of thing each month. And I really like things being, almost template focused, so you know what to expect each month. So each month within the club area, there are four sections. The first one is a welcome and bonus items where I go through the goals for the month, I introduce the topic, and go through all of the bonus items. So you get computer wallpaper, phone wallpaper, quotes that you can use to share out in your own newsletter or social media, a planning page, and then I typically pull in some extra bonuses each month, like a bonus ebook, a potty PD poster that you can customize. Sometimes it's a step-by-step guide. So that part changes up every month. And every month you get a certificate of completion in case you need that too. And then there's exclusive giveaways for members. So in July, we had, I'm looking at my screen and counting quickly, I think we had 7 book giveaways, 4 digital giveaways, so lots of those sort of pieces. And then each month there's a 30-minute masterclass. I say 30 minutes, it's usually like 32 because sometimes I go over a little bit in what my goals are for sharing with you, where I go through the what, why, and how of that big idea. I take you through some spotlight resources so you have some tools in your tool belt. I have it with captions, an audio version you can download to listen to like a podcast. And then of course, I pull the transcript into the next section, which is the EdTech guide. So then each month there's also a guide where it takes you through some techie tasks. There are some K4 ideas, 5-8 ideas, 9-12 ideas, and some ideas for across the content areas. And then on the 25th of the month, I post a video Q&A. So this video Q&A is one that I pre-record, so you don't have to show up for anything live. I try to make this really low impact on your schedule. So if you submit a question, then I will answer it on the video Q&A. So my goal with pulling these resources together for you is to hopefully save you some time so you get to go deep into one topic without having to search for resources, to make it easier for you to make some decisions. So I give some recommendations, I take you through some spotlight tools and make some connections to things you might already be doing, and then give you some things that can help you put it into action, the planning pages, the extra guide, all of those ideas, so you don't have to go out searching for things, but that you have the resources that you need either for your role as a classroom teacher or if you're an instructional coach or school leader who's driving some of the professional learning in your own community, you might get some inspiration from the club as well. And that being said, there are a couple groups. I know there's one big group of educators I was able to bring in from just one school that participates in the club. So if you're listening to this and you're like, Monica, can I get all my coaches on or can I get all my fourth grade teachers on? You can just send me a message and I can, of course, help you make that happen. So every month, that's what you'll see in the club. And then of course there's, because I can't help myself, if you've been following along for a while, you know that I love to include lots of extras you'll see that there are some video trainings that you get access to right away. So some webinars that are typically behind a paywall that you get access to, some special recordings, and some downloads included within this club too. So one of the special things that you get access to, one of the bonus items, if you will, is my book of 24 must try free EdTech tools. So you just get a whole bunch of stuff when you join in. And then on the first of the month, you're able to access the new monthly content. So that's what it looks like, or sounds like, I should say, from behind the scenes. My goal, again, was really to give you a space to access special resources that will help you save time, help you stay focused, and either support your teachers or bring ideas into your classroom. I know how noisy sometimes the space of ed tech can be, with lots of different tweets coming out and sharing different things. I know I share lots and lots on social and different places, and this is meant for people really ready to do a deep dive, but who also like to work on their own schedule, since there's no deadlines, there's no, you know, noisy Facebook group or anything else that you have to join. It's all right there within within the membership site. So I appreciate you tuning in for this little bit different Easy Ed Tech podcast episode. As I mentioned, the Easy EdTech Club opens back up to new members on July 25th to July 31st. And I do have something special for anyone who signs up for the waitlist. So if you go to classtechtips.com/club, you can get your name on the waitlist, and I will send you an email with all the details. And if you're listening to this between July 25th and July 31st, send me a message on Instagram. Say, Monica, I want in. You can find me at Class Tech Tips, and I'll make sure to get you the links and get you into the membership site. So thanks for tuning in to this episode. Next week, we'll be back with some more strategies and tips, and we've got some interviews on the schedule this summer too.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.